Now, I'm sure some of you have either known teenagers or we've all been teenagers, I would hope, but been on a retreat. And possibly you were one, or you had children who went on a retreat, or you helped run a retreat in some way with teenagers. And when you have a group of teens, you have to keep them busy, to keep them focused and out of trouble. So you have these dynamic talks and these prayer services, and you have all kinds of fun spiritual events for them. And with all the wonderful experiences that the teens get to experience at a retreat, the teens most often have the same answer when you ask them, what was the most fun thing you did? And over again, they'd say to us, the quiet time. And it's amazing that teens who are wired for sound 24/7 say this. It's the time in front of the adoration, the Blessed Sacrament, or just by themselves. They say the quiet time is the most special to them. And we all have a need for quiet. We have a need to be away from the noise of the world and to be alone with God. Jesus himself would seek out a quiet place and pray to the Father. And in today's gospel, he encourages the disciples to join him in the prayer and the quiet. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure all of our homes are kind of like mine and Raquel's. It's a three-ring circus with the kids, the grandkids, and all that laughing and so forth. And it's beautiful music, though. But sometimes Mom and Dad, Nona and Papa, Grandma and Grandpa still need some quiet time with the Lord to put ourselves together and reconnect with him. And the kids and the grandkids need some time too. All of us need quiet time with the Lord. There are questions that we have to ask the Lord every day. One of them is, why am I doing what I do? For example, why do I go to work? Why do we shuttle our kids around to sports and all kinds of school things? Is it for one of those fleeting moments when we keep the kids out of trouble and Mom and Dad love being with the kids and with each other? Is it more than this? Am I doing all this so we can provide a great education, a college education for the kids, marriages for the daughters, and a happy retirement for myself and my spouse, for yourself and your spouse? Now, these are all good and noble Christian goals for life, and they are full of self-sacrifice, and ultimately, they teach our children what love really is. Perhaps then we can ask the Lord to show us how to raise our kids to serve him, especially in this troubled world. Even more than that, maybe it's the quiet that we can seek out the whole reason why each of us exists in the first place, why we might have brought children into the world. Now, what do I do, and why do I do it? Why am I so busy between my secular job at the Cleveland Clinic, studying for my master's degree at the seminary, and being a deacon here at Immaculate? Plus, on top of that, my role as husband, father, and papa. Why do I want the people that I work with to be the best they can be? Why do I want all of us here at Immaculate Conception to be the best parish that we can be? It's in the quiet that I have a chance to seek out the reasons why I'm a husband, a father, a papa, a coworker, a student, a deacon, and just a friend. Now, deep questions need to be asked and answered, and answers need to be sought as well every day. But we can't do that without going into the quiet. And how do you do that? Especially if you have a busy life, or children, grandchildren, older parents to care for. How can I do that with my job, my studies, my ministry here? The only way that you and I can find the time to be in the sacred quiet is to make the time. Now, this may mean getting up earlier than everyone in the house, and or going to bed later, after you put the kids to bed, and after you say their prayers with them, before you turn on the TV that we all guiltily do, it, I know. In these days of streaming television, there is little excuse for not setting some time aside for the Lord before we perch ourselves in front of the TV, but we need to find that time, and sometimes it's hard. But we don't need just the quiet to ask questions. We need the quiet to just be with the Lord. Now let me share this cute story that I found about this busy priest, and we'll call him Father Bill. And he noticed this new man at Mass one day, and the man was in his 40s. He would go to morning Mass and sit in the church for an hour after Mass, and it actually irritated Father Bill a little bit because he needed to get stuff done in the church, but he didn't want to disturb the guy, and so he wanted to get him to go someplace else, I guess. And he felt that there's a lot of other ministries that he could do, so why don't we get him involved in that? So Father Bill decided to chat with him to see if he could gently move him or encourage him to a different area. And so Father Bill reached out to him and says, "Hi, I'm Father Bill. I believe you're new to the parish here." "Hi, Father. My name is Fred. I moved here a few weeks ago." "So, Fred," said Father Bill, "tell me, how is it you came to have so much time to spend in church every morning?" Fred said, "Well, I don't go to work at the local store until 1 o'clock. Then Father Bill asked, "So Fred, would you like me to find something for you to do in the morning after Mass?" Fred said, "No, thank you, Father. I'm busy enough right here." "Okay, well, God bless you, Fred." And Father Bill left him be. Now, several months passed by, and Father noticed that Fred was still there for over an hour every day. And he also noticed that Fred wasn't reading any books or anything. He was just sitting or kneeling there. And one day, Father Bill decided to speak with Fred again, not to ask him to go leave or anything, but to find out what exactly he was doing there for an hour. So Father goes to him and he says, "Fred, tell me about these prayers that you say every day. I don't see you with any prayer books, but I know you're praying." And Fred says, I don't actually pray any prayers, Father, other than starting with the rosary." "Well, what do you do with the rest of the time, Fred?" Father Bill asked. He seriously wanted to learn from him because he now realized that this was a very good man. "Well, Father," Fred said, "the rest of the time, I look at Jesus, and Jesus looks at me. That's more than enough." Now, Father Bill had made many retreats in his life. He'd embraced many spiritual programs, the centering prayer, journaling, the Ignatian experience, and they were all great and powerful experiences. But no one spoke more eloquently about the spiritual life than Fred did in just those few words. We need quiet time to be with the Lord. We don't have to say any particular prayers. We don't have to have an agenda of things to do. And that's the good news in the gospel today. Simply, we need quiet time to be with God. Our world is busy, extremely busy. Our lives are busy, possibly way too busy. But really, we're not that much different from the disciples. They had just returned from healing the sick and caring for the sick. They had hundreds, maybe thousands of people gathering around them, wanting to hear about the kingdom of God. They were busy doing life's work, perhaps too busy. Jesus told them and us what we need to do. "Come with me," he says in the gospel, "to a deserted place and enter into the quiet. Then we will be ready to get back to the work of the Lord." Every one of us is busy. All of us, all of our lives are full of noise, but all of us can find ways and must find ways to turn off the sound and tune into the Lord. We have questions to ask and a divine presence to cherish. As we continue this Mass today, let's make a promise to the Lord to set some time aside each day for Him, some quiet time, no agenda, nothing fancy, just some time to sit with Him and to be in His presence.